Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Old School? Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. Brought to you New School Way, 1040 Oak Street on this windy Monday, pre-Armageddon, springtime. Always that late spring, I don't even know if it's shower, tornado warnings, slash snow before school gets out. But we are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Old Cheney, slash Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. Covered a lot on the block. Obviously, big draft talk. Shedeur Sanders, how he fell, why he felt, or why he failed or fell in the draft, and where he goes from here. That goes for all the draft picks, you know. And one thing that, you know, we'll just bounce all around when you talk about the draft, and the big thing, I guess, for me, if I was a quarterback, the biggest slap in the face if I was Shedeur Sanders was New Orleans Saints drafting Tyler Shaw. And you get a little bit of excuse serum there because Kellen Moore and his type of quarterback. But I think Tyler Shaw is a good athlete for being 6'5". He's pretty fast, but he's not so much faster and that much of a run threat at 6'5" versus Shedeur Sanders. He's not Jalen Hurts.
No,
he's not Lamar Jackson. He's not even Dak Prescott in his prime when Kellen Moore had him. Yeah. And when Kellen Moore had him, had Dak Prescott, he rarely ran RPO or anything like that, like he did with Jalen Hurts. So his style has changed based on the quarterback.
So why doesn't RPO work in the NFL like it does in college?
RPO
is for people that might not know.
Just RPO generally works, and everybody, first of all, I don't want to burn people's ears. RPO didn't start with Oregon. It started in Nevada with Colin Kaepernick. I remember being out one night. I was like, man, let me just see what Nevada football looks like, right? Colin Kaepernick looked like a dork when his picture came up. Man, this dude looked like Forrest Gump. He was breaking every time I said, I was like, dang, this dude is good, right? Mm-hmm. Within Oregon and all that stuff and whatever. But the reason the RPO generally works when you are superiorly talented or better, or you have a superior talent to your opponent. Mm. Offensive line-wise, quarterback-wise, or you have a guy like Cam Newton. Now, Cam Newton had a Greg Robinson and all them, so that's his talent, right?
Yeah.
When you look at Florida, when it had Tim Tebow, just look at their starting lineup.
Percy Harvin, Aaron Hernandez, Pouncey's.
Just look at it.
Yeah.
That's why. I mean, obviously, it's the play calling, and it's the 11-on-11 factor. Where you got to, you know, account for the quarterback, and you got to, and it puts the whoever they're RPOing off in a catch 22. But we've seen when Oregon was really rolling with Marcus Mariota, Stanford to go up there with less talent and shut them down at times. Mm-hmm. And the best way to start stop an RPO in the league or in any league, but more talking the NFL, is a running attack or a controlled passing game or the ability to eat up the clock. The more pressure you can put on any offense, let alone an RPO, and the more pressure you put on them, they get more predictable. So they can be more, they play a little bit, tend to play a little bit tighter. Mm-hmm. in tight situations is an offense. So, but I don't think Kellen Moore is going to do that. And the reason why I'm saying it is now the news report comes out because Derek Carr was given a sermon. His shoulder injury isn't as bad as what people are saying. He's actually kind of mad. Now you got Tyler Shaw. They're the two of the same quarterbacks. Can run enough, move around the pocket enough, throw off schedule, and provide enough quarterback run to keep you on your heels, not RPO.
Mm-hmm.
RPO is more or less what Chip Kelly's doing with those two quarterbacks he drafted.
Gotcha.
Because those are run-first quarterbacks mm-hmm. from where they played, you know, respectively. So we shall see, man. I think it's that situation is going to be definitely interesting because Derek Carr's shoulder's injured enough to where he has his own second opinion. Mickey Loomis said it's going to be a competition. So that means he's not on easy street or solid ground. He'll be there this year. But Derek Carr is coming in as the starter. But it lets you know they drafted Tyler Shaw as a potential replacement.
Which is kind of the opposite of what Seattle did, right?
Yeah.
Whereas New Orleans went with, what's our blueprint? Let's get another guy like that so we don't hypothetically have to skip a beat. If, say, Derek Carr is down and a little longer than anticipated, doesn't start the year, or vice versa, if Derek Carr does go down again. Not exactly the paragon of peak physical health. So if Derek Carr goes down, Tyler Shuck's got to slide in right away. That is an older guy who, kind of like Bo Nix, Jay, pretty much has to be ready from the jump if you're just looking at pure, you know, draft slot value.
Yeah, I mean, you don't draft these guys. They don't draft these guys anymore to develop them. You draft them to play them. You got to play them. That's why it's always, when you look at the New York Giants, like, you draft this dude after you sign two veterans, and you could say Jameis would be, you know, Russell's year-to-year, Jameis at least 2 years.
Yeah.
And you draft this dude, and then you the first thing you say is like he's going to sit on the bench for a couple of years. You essentially drafted a third round draft choice.
Well, him and Penix, right? Yeah,
like
back to back years.
So what are you thinking? You know, Kirk Cousins didn't get hurt. Michael Penix doesn't play,
right? Mm-hmm.
And Michael Penix had a couple flashes. Wasn't Jaden Daniels ish?
No.
So it's always weird to me, you know, what their decision, and this isn't about Shedeur Sanders. This is just strictly about Jackson Dart. Mm. If you're picking him, you start him.
Yeah.
Or have plans to start him at some point. If you're picking him, thinking he needs to develop, he needs to learn how to play, you know, they say a play without the ball, meaning, you know, pre-snap, you know, checks, pre-snaps, alignment of the defenses. You know, getting in and out of the huddle, calling cadences and all that, because there was all concepts, according to him and John Gruden's show down in Mississippi, right?
Mm-hmm.
More concepts, and you're like reading the safety, and it's got one read. Well, now you're starting at scratch. The only thing that he does better than the guys that drafted at or after him is he's a sneaky good athlete. He has a big arm, but that big arm is on display based off concept. You got to be able to play quarterback, and so now they're. Whether it's, you know, Shaw in New Orleans or him or any or Jalen Milroe up in Seattle, where's the plan? Because the biggest thing that helps a quarterback, whether it's going from high school to college, college to the pro, is have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
If you just get a quarterback here or anywhere in college and say, just figure it out, it don't work out.
You don't just take a quarterback and say, go play football. No. If you take a quarterback, you have to have a plan. You should for every player that you take, obviously, right? You see something in them. You should have an idea of what you want their development to look like. But quarterback especially, like, it's not a roll the ball out there position. It's not. It can't be. If you're going to spend a draft pick on a quarterback, any quarterback, very rarely are you taking a quarterback just to fill out your roster, right? Jay, you take a quarterback because you think you believe in them to some degree, maybe being your starter down the line.
Yeah, I mean, I'll ask you this. Take Jalen Milroe and Shedeur Sanders out of the quarterback like pool. What's the is there a glaring difference between Jackson Dart, Tyler Shaw, Kyle McCord, Will Howard, and I'll say a healthy Curtis Rourke?
Not a huge amount of difference, I wouldn't think.
And and throw Graham Mertz in there without the game or two, they throw five picks. No, I'm saying
Graham freaking Mertz, man.
He was good this year.
Yeah.
Two years ago. I mean, so he's gotten better since Wisconsin, right? Is there a big glaring difference? So, okay, Curtis Rourke went in the seventh round. It was all based on injury because he didn't repair his leg until after the college football. Yeah, but the college football playoffs, he was playing without a ligament. So that's injury based. You got to think. So he would have realistically, based on the year he had and
Mac player of the year at Ohio.
And now he played this year. You got to think, okay, maybe fourth round.
Fourth, fifth, yeah.
Okay. Kyle McCord, sixth round. Will Howard, sixth round. I would say Dylan Gabriel is different because of his size, you know, versus, you know, they got him at 5'11". He's 5'9 and a half.
Yeah. And really only uses one half of the field.
Right. So what I'm saying is like, there you picked a guy at 25. New Orleans went way high to get a guy at second round, eighth pick in the second round, and they have no reason to start him, or no idea, or no plan to start him.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think this is a good situation if the Giants sneakily the Giants could be good next year.
Do you believe that, or are you talking yourself into that?
Both.
Okay. Appreciate the honesty.
The Giants situation is like Shedeur Sanders. You can have two different opinions and they both be right. With the Giants, you get Abdul Carter.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home.
Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to K12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's K12.com/podcast.
Along with Burns and
Lawrence.
Or with Lawrence or Burns, mm-hmm. Lawrence, Abdul Carter, Thibodeau.
Yeah, Thibodeau.
That's mm-hmm. a pretty good defensive pass rush and defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
That's not pretty. That's good. It's actually depth wise, if everybody plays well and is focused, on par or better than what the Eagles are, considering the losses that they had through free agency and retirement. Okay, you got that. The defense was decent at times last year. Then you think of, you're going to get the best version of Russell Wilson. Wando Robinson is completely healthy right now. And you got Neighbors, all right, and an emerging offensive line. Because when you look at the Giants draft, let's just look at the Giants draft, right? Where's the New York Football Giants? Let's see who they pick. Here we are right here. They got Abdul Carter, right? Some people were saying that he should go number one. They got Jackson Dart. They got Darius Alexander to go in there with Lawrence. And Darius Alexander, to me, was late first-round talent coming from Toledo. I mean, you talking about a playmaker and a guy that's emerging? I like him. He kicked butt at the Senior Bowl. Now, these all guys are rookies, but I don't think all rookies are created the same because they're coming in much older. Then you get your boy Cam Scataboo, who might have the best nickname in the last 4 or 5 years, Nature Boy.
Nature Boy.
So you got him. So now he goes, he's the opposite of Tracy, their starting running back.
Mm-hmm.
And Scataboo, I think, is going to have a nice little career. And being in this situation, I think it'll be used right. Then you got Marcus Bo mm-hmm. from the guard from Purdue. Physical dude. So now you're going to the offensive line. Then you got Thomas Fedoni. And then you got a Corey Black, the cornerback from Oklahoma State. So when you look at the Giants, considering Dallas is on the downturn, and they're probably saying, you know what, we played Washington tougher than we get credit for.
Mm-hmm.
And they could say, okay, well, Philly's wounded because they lost Brandon Graham. They lost some guys. Why not? They could sneak into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Their target right now needs to be the Commanders. We got to knock them off because they're thinking like, okay, Philly's going to be back, and then we got to be the second team. That's if everything goes right.
And I feel like the NFC playoff picture is a little murkier than the AFC, right? The AFC has a lot of contenders for seven spots. The NFC feels a little bit more up for grabs again this year. You feel pretty good about Philly, like you said. Washington, I would assume, repeats. I'll throw Tampa and I'll throw the Rams in there. That's four. That's three spots.
Right.
Up for really anyone who's the flavor of the month, flavor of the year to come and take.
Yeah, because you never know what Arizona's going to do. Are they going to last ditch effort with their coach?
Packers, Lions,
right,
I guess.
Packers, Lions.
In the North.
You know, where are the Packers at after losing two coordinators?
Yeah.
You know, Dan Campbell, I mean, sure, you know, rinse and repeat and replace, but is your identity gone? And the Chicago Bears, you know, young talent, new coach, and do you get instant success with your franchise quarterback?
Who do you believe more in this year, Giants or Bears?
I'll just say the Bears just because they have their quarterback. He showed mm-hmm. some flashes. I'm going to assume he's gotten better. And I think with their new coach, I think they'll be a little bit tougher.
It's just going to be so weird to see a Bears team dominated by offense. This is a team that has historically struggled at the quarterback position and offensively. The best Bears teams are led by defense. To see Ben Johnson come in as, you know, boy wonder with all these offensive weapons, it's going to be a different vibe there in Chicago.
They've never had a franchise quarterback. I mean, DP came in and read all the, I mean, the names is just, it's legendary. And so I think with the Bears, they had a really good draft. I think they had a really good offseason. I mean, when you look at their draft, look at this. They got Loveland, who mm-hmm. I like, mm-hmm. and we all like. They got Luther Burden, who they were talking about being the Woo! Number one receiver. They got him in the second round. Mm-hmm. So there's a value pick, so it lets you know they're doing what they need to do. And then they got your Ozzie Trapillo, who we didn't get to see from Boston College in the second round,
mm-hmm.
who they were talking potentially at first round.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting two first-round talents in the second round, so you're making
three
first-round picks. Shamar Turner, big defensive tackle from Texas A&M. Hypolite from Maryland. He's a mm-hmm. playmaker. I like him.
Side-to-side game.
Right. And then they went and got another. This is the dude right here. I don't know how he slipped to the seventh round. I don't know what his 40 was. That had to be it. Kyle Manunga, running back from Rutgers, went in the seventh round. The seventh round.
He's going to be Pacheco 2.0.
Who people thought potentially was going to be the Big Ten running back of the year.
He didn't forget how to play football, folks.
Right, right. And it was a deep running back class. So you're getting potentially, when you look at maybe not your starter in the seventh round with him, but you're going to get a guy that can contribute. And you know he's ready to play at the NFL level coming from the program that he's at with Shiano. And so when you think about them, you know, they have a good tight end in Cole Kmet. They got Tooney at guard, which is great for them. Jonah Jackson. And then they're drafting Trapillo to start. So now you just address your offensive line along with the plethora of receivers that you got with the, with your franchise quarterback. And defensively, you got Montez Sweat, right, who you traded for. Here's the best guy that they got, Grady Jarrett.
Yeah.
Mr. Consistency, right? Yeah. You got TJ Edwards and Edmonds right there. And then the defensive backfield, Jaquan Brisker is a playmaker. He's kind of a Penn State, like a do-it-all. So you feel like for them, they got the depth and they're going to be ready to play. So that's why I think they're in a better position than the Giants, just because of the quarterback position. They have the head coach and the quarterback married.
Yeah.
Brian Daboll, I think, is really good with quarterbacks, but it's not his guy there yet because he's not mature yet. So that's a big thing. And he, I think, I wouldn't say he's in a harder division, but I think the NFC Central is more gettable because Detroit's wounded. Minnesota seems like they're on 1 year off the next, and J.J. McCarthy's going to be starting, and he's a rookie. And Green Bay, even though they finally drafted a receiver in the first round, it's still Green Bay. And so for Chicago, with the offseason that they've had, why not us?
I know we started this conversation on the Giants. I'll bring it back there for a sec. Are you surprised the Giants went with Jackson Dart in the first round instead of getting Jalen Milroe? I feel like there's more Josh Allen starter kit in Milroe than there is in Dart. And Dable's familiar with the Josh Allen starter kit because he had, you know, Josh Allen.
Yeah, I think it was a combination of Greg Roman and Dable who did a really good job of helping Josh Allen with his accuracy. But Josh Allen went and saw that throwing mechanics quarterback coach to change it as well. I do think that I think you could have went and got, okay, let's look at the draft here. You know, who they could have got after, right? After or around that pick. So who got picked? Let's say two picks before Jackson Dart, or not two, let's say four picks before. So let's go all the way from, okay, let's go from 19. You got Ibuka from Ohio State, which they could, you could say, okay, we're gonna do that, right? But then you're going wide receiver before quarterback, so that, okay, that's fine. You got Barron, the do it all cornerback. You got Derek Harmon. You probably wouldn't have drafted that. You probably wouldn't have got him. Running back, Amarion Hampton. You got Tracy, so no, right? Matthew Golden. You're not gonna get wide receiver before quarterback. Donovan Jackson, guard, no. So now you're at 25. Now you think, like, okay, could we trade down? So who can win after that? We're not getting James Pierce. We got a Carter. Malachi Starks, I like him.
Wouldn't hurt.
Tyleek Williams, interior defense tackle, Ohio State. He's probably too rich. Josh Cornerly from Oregon, tackle. I didn't like him, but
the you can talk yourself into him, but you're not sold on him.
But it's a position in need.
Yeah. Well, Simmons, two picks after that.
Right. Or Campbell. This is the pick that you could have seen if they stayed in the first round. This dude right here going to be the truth. Jahad Campbell, cold-blooded. He's a really good edge rusher. Bama had good edge rushers, so he played stack linebacker, and he's the best stack linebacker, but he still had – I think 7 or 8 sacks from the stack linebacker position. Woo. He was the number one position. He was the number 19 overall pick. He went 31. So even if you picked him at 26, that value there.
Yeah.
And it's a position in need. It might be a little bit rich for your blood, but I think this dude is a steal.
And you don't draft guys just to keep them away from division rivals, but if you know that Philly has a need at that position too, you know, hey, if the defending Super Bowl champs see something in this guy,
away. it's kind of like what you do in the, like when you're recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what Georgia does. They sign quarterbacks knowing dang well they ain't gonna play. They just don't want them to go anywhere else. So.
Yeah. Which is maybe unfair to the player, but also kind of savvy from the organizational standpoint.
Good job. Yeah. So we're gonna take a quick break. Come back. We'll talk a little bit Atlanta Falcons.
Woo.
First of all,
what is he doing?
We're gonna talk about my man Jeff Ulbrich, Brickhouse. What should come of it? But then also, what happens with Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
Because now it looks like Cleveland is out.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why Stefanski had the gas face when they showed him. So. Anyway, Jay Foreman and Austin Orman, Old School, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.